RDJC.
Good morning. And how's Mr. Gary doing this morning?
We don't have, we don't have much of a day planned today other than maybe going to the grocery store after lunch today. I mean, another scorcher, it looks like.
I concur with those findings. They say it might be a little bit better, wouldn't it, today, Bernice?
Hi, Jerry.
And the War Department has spoke. We are just leaving for the, let me turn that background radio down. We're heading for the Peach Farm here at Fisher's. And then we're heading to Spartanburg to go to Sam's or Costco's. I don't know what the plan of the day is. But just going to try to enjoy the day a little bit today. Feel fairly decent this morning. Surprise! My ribs have been giving me fits. But for some reason, they're not hurting this morning. They've been really bad the last few days, last few weeks. And I haven't had that looked at, but we'll see in the future. But we're just passing the Lake Cunningham Fire Department. The kids are coming down tomorrow from Michigan, Jerry.
Those things, they can be cured with a bottle of scotch.
Drink that. They drink wine. They're wine snobs. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning, Jerry. Just keep going. I have to check a customer. He comes too early to pick her up a bobcat, and it is loaded into a trailer. So, nice talking to you, Tom. Danny, Trace, and I call you. I talk to you later on. Okay, before I see Bubble.
Okay, Gabriel, have a nice day. And Jerry, that's an old friend from down in the other side of town. And like I said, the kids are coming down from Michigan, but it's hot up there, too.
Hot everywhere right now. Good morning, Gabriel. Hope you're doing well today. Yeah, we got our kids and grandkids are headed out to Tybee Island, I think, here in the morning for a few days. And good morning, Bernice. So we had to go over there yesterday. That was yesterday was the final day of volleyball tryouts for our granddaughter. She made the team, and she's going into seventh grade. They have to try out. They don't let them try out till. They don't let her play till the end of seventh grade. Of course, she's got seventh and eighth at the middle school, and then she goes to high school, you know, the year after that. So she was really excited. They only took five from the sixth going to the seventh. So she was really excited to make the team. She'd been to volleyball camp earlier this year. They should get, you know, they don't play or anything like that. They don't have a set up there at school unless they're having games. So. Now she's got to practice and all that sort of things, but she's really excited about it. We're excited for her, too. But, yeah, I tell you one thing, this weather is just stifling. I hope we get some cool weather and some rain, but I don't think we got a little bit of rain yesterday, but that was about it, maybe about 7:30-ish or so.
We got about 1,400 or something, wasn't very much. Looked like it was really going to raise Cain. There was lightning up there in the northwest, and it was coming towards us, and on radar it looked good. And then we got nothing, hardly. But thank God for what we got. It just kind of wet things down a little bit. But, well, that's wonderful, the granddaughter getting in on that. That'll be fun. That's a lot better than soccer, I'll tell you that. I don't have much use for that. Our youngest grandson, he's going to be in the eighth grade. He likes soccer. And it, to me, I just don't get it. I guess because there isn't enough scoring or something. But the older one's in football, and I'm not wild about that. But he's 6'4 and weighs about 250 or 60 now. He's not fat by any means. He's big. And he does all kinds of weightlifting and practicing and that. But I'm still fearing being hurt. It's just kind of a Neanderthal game. I just don't like it, Derek.
So, grandson just turned 10 a couple of weeks ago. He's been playing soccer since he was about 6, I guess, maybe earlier than that. But he's an excellent soccer player. They all want him on the team. He plays at the Y, and they usually have him usually later in the year, I think. They don't start playing until that time school starts back. It starts back the 15th, where in the district, of course, in Greenville School District. But he's an excellent player. Everybody wants him on his team. And he's little, but he's not very big, but he is really fast. And he can kick it over the back of his head. And he does all kinds of stuff with it. But I don't think he'll be playing football. He's a little small, but not only that, I think his dad was an athlete in high school, a good one. And he was a quarterback, and had some close brushes where they knocked him out a time or two, I think. So I don't think he'll be playing. I don't think he'll allow him to play in contact sports, not football, I don't think. But soccer, you know, I've been following it for a long time now with our nieces and nephews. Both of them played, and our nephew actually played on a state championship team a couple of times when he was in high school. And I understand it, but that's about all. it can be a long, boring game, though.
That's me. I've never been a big sports fan, period. So that's kind of my fault, Jerry. But it's just, I guess I was a wimp, so that follows with that. Hi. Jerry, we're going to pull in here and get some peaches. Maybe I'll catch you on the way over to Spartanburg. Always enjoy it. 73, Jerry. Send Gerald TR.
Be careful traveling. Good to talk to you today. Probably catch you a bit later on. In 0TR and 4DJC clear.